Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Steph. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Larry Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Goon, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. It's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Goon, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, Sunday fun day. You are tuned in live with All Talk No Filter. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ underscore STL on Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse underscore radio at Twitter. We're going to do what we do today because that's what we do. Let me get the rest of this dynasty on the line. My girl, Niecy, that dude, my dude, Rap Star. What's up, y'all?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah,
popping.
Yo, shit, us like popcorn. You did.
Word up, it's hot as fuck. God, I love this weather. Yo. I love my weather like I like my night, like my hip hop 90s shit. Yo.
Mm-hmm. Hey, motherfucker, I'm about to die.
You about your damn self.
I'm about to die. You talking about 90? The fuck is a 2,000 degrees over here?
Okay,
it's still hotter than that.
He that vibes me in St. Louis. We right in front of the sun.
Shit, I feel like I'm up there with God or something. It's hot than motherfucker.
So you up there talking to God? Ooh, God.
Yes,
take it away,
hot.
Jesus.
Look, I was out earlier and thought I was gonna die. I had a whole fucking attitude. A whole attitude. I was mad as hell, wanted to cuss the people out. I was with everything. Take me the fuck home. I need air, oxygen, climate control.
I don't like to sweat. So I'm good on that.
Give me 70, 75.
This is my shit right here. It made me feel like I'm back in Puerto Rico, man. This is my shit right there. Yo, shout out to San Juan, man. Shout out to Ponce. This is that weather right here that I've been waiting. If you notice, if you look at the calendar, depending where you at, where I'm at, we have more cold months than we have hot summers. Like the whole
we nearby each other. We right near each other, and I still can't handle it. The fuck.
Well, for y'all,
what you say, STL? Wait. Listen, what you say, STL? You said it's hotter than the devil's balls. I saw that shit.
Hotter than the devil's balls outside. You hear me? I got time for that. Devil nuts. Go out. That's that attitude hot. You walk outside, get mad at some motherfucker. Ain't nobody did none to you.
That's how I felt today. I was all good. I was cool. And then my friend called, tell me, let's go. I get out there. I'm like, bitch, if you don't hurry to get your ass in the car. I'm sitting in the car with the door open. Fuck the window. Bitch, you take it slow, motherfucker. If you don't hurry up, I got to go home. I can't take it. I'm about to die. That bitch want to stop. Like, I can't stand a motherfucker that don't turn on air conditioning. Like, why not?
Because it don't work.
You got a full tank of this shit, bitch, you can get some antifreeze or something. She be acting like everything works. Now, come on now. This ain't going to happen. Bitch, I can't ride with you. Mm-mm.
Can't breathe
no
in
air.
Without your nose burning. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
uh-uh.
Listen, that shit is cute. I'm too big for all that. Are you kidding? A bitch need, I can't stand a sweat like that. Mm-mm. Yeah, I was mad as hell. She want to stop at the Chinese place. Bitch going to say, is you getting something? Bitch, I'm going home to cook. The fuck? I'm ready to go. Fuck you mean am I getting something? Bitch, and I'm sitting in the car. You just forgot I was in this motherfucker? I'm mad as hell. You know you're trying to be nice and shit, you know, because they sweet peoples, but mm-mm.
Long story short, rap star, you on your own, fam. But anyway, look, we don't get them Dalhouse announcements popping, so we come back and get into that. You know what it is, where they do that at. So, Dalhouse Radio, let's go.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dalhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dalhouse Radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
If you're just not tuning in, you hear live with All Talk No Filter on Dalhouse Radio. Get a 646-595-4038. If you want to say something, hit the 1. If you press it by mistake, hit the 1 again. It'll take you back. But what's up? Where they do that at Rap Store 412?
Man, I don't know where the fuck they do that at. They better get the fuck away from me with this shit. I'm telling you, man. All right, so set this out. There's a guy, Brooklyn, New York. His name is Kenneth Snyder. He's a former, I don't know if anybody knows him, but he's a former pro wrestler. I had never heard of him before. But he's a pro wrestler, was a pro wrestler. He was a white guy who married a black woman. They're both older as far as age is concerned. Years ago when he was doing, you know, wrestling, there was some black woman who came to him to be her, I guess, her personal trainer. And he had a past. He had a very big past, the wrestler. He was a part of the neo-Nazis. He was a racist. He was a skinhead. He was, you know, he was just all for hate and all about, you know, Hitler people. They said that he was influenced by Hitler at the age of 5. Most boys, you know, they're influenced by Superman, Batman, and robbers and cowboys and everything. This little boy was influenced by Hitler. Long story short, the black woman who was actually, you know, asking him to be a personal trainer, soon to become his wife years and years down the line. She came from an abusive relationship. She was beaten down. She was battered. He said that he felt empathy for her, and because they was, you know, training together, they started a bond. There was a couple times when she would be somewhere alone, and there was, like, skinheads who would, you know, try to harass her. People who was really telling him about, you know, the things that he was actually doing, like he had an actual past. He actually ended up having, like, a tumor. He found out he had a tumor in his throat, his cancer. By the word of prayer and him, his wife making him, well, ex-wife, or not ex-wife, but his girlfriend making him go to the church, they decided they wanted to get married after this was over. So they actually got married. A black woman marrying a former neo-Nazi. Where the fuck do they do that at? Both of y'all. Now, the funny thing is, the woman, her name is Catherine Boone. Catherine Boone. She rhymes with something that I usually call motherfuckers at this point, coon. I straight don't why would any black person would find love and solace and happiness with a man who has a whole past dedicated to hate. There ain't no change in a book. Or no love that strong is going to make you think that you're going to come out of position to marry somebody. Now, I just look at it like this, like, you know, the slave master getting his way with the slave master. But I don't know where the fuck they do that at. Where a black woman finds love with a man who was a neo-Nazi. Where they do that at? Let me, what's up?
Honey,
I don't know, but you're going to be calling me niggas and shit, and I'm going to marry you, too. That shit crazy, because that'll be a whole fight. Listen, he'll get cut fucking with me, cut real good to the bone.
White meat.
Why do you want to marry somebody like that? I don't understand. And you already know what he's about.
Well, they say, well, how they say, well, she loved this man, and love, their love has changed him to be a quote-unquote better man, where he does not engage in any racial tension, he does not engage in any racial hating, he loves everybody by the grace of God. So what they're saying is their love is a testimony and a whole example of how love can happen. I think that's some bullshit. That's some Hollywood made up. So bullshit.
Maybe the motherfucker changed. I don't know. Everybody has the opportunity to change, you know.
I mean, if a person, it can, it, okay, so that goes to the theory of can a person unlearn behavior? I mean, that kind of stuff is taught. He was in it. Probably, you know, down the line, his family, you know, be your father, your grandfather, that's the type of life that they live. And as a kid coming up, he was taught that. So if that's your environment, you know what I'm saying, safe to say, you really don't know that because you was taught that, but can you unlearn it? So is love more powerful than hate is what I'm getting from the story. But
listen,
motherfuckers be on some strange shit. What if she liked that kind of shit? What if she was about that life, though?
I gotta say something. Just because you stick your penis in something, do not make you love that thing. It doesn't. Especially when we're talking about a situation like it is. He was a former neo-Nazi. And she was already damaged because she said she was in an abusive relationship. Anybody who had enough sense who knows the history about that and has self-esteem. Obviously, she didn't have any self-esteem because she was in an abusive relationship. You cannot tell me that love conquered all. If you're doing something for the black community, change my mind when you actually start trying to help the black community. If you're doing anything about it and using your power. Just by you marrying a black chick, do not convince me that you changed. Because there was a lot of slave men, there was a lot of slave masters who stepped outside of their marriage to be with black women.
No, say rape black women. Big difference.
Big difference.
Yeah, to rape black women, not to be with, to rape black women.
It is different, but also if you know the story of Sally Hemings and Thomas Jefferson, she was a slave, and there was stories about were they really in love. no matter what the fact it was about, that they really showed an affection for each other or not, she was still in bondage. She was not his equal. So again, just because you put the penis in something does not make you actually really have something for it. Because to convince me, because you married this woman, okay, what are you doing for your whiteness on a platform as a white man? What are you doing for everybody as a whole, not just one, just because you married this woman? It does not count. Freedom was freedom fighters, white freedom fighters who went down south and fought for civil rights. If you ain't putting your line, life on the line like everybody else, you joke. I can't see it. Just because you married that woman, that doesn't make that he means that he changed.
If it is something like that going on, then she need her ass whooped. She a grown ass woman. Bitch, you know better. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? So that's on her, bro. I don't know what else to say about that. That's on her. I mean, hopefully she changed dude, but if it's something going on behind the scenes and he over there fucking her up, that's on her. People act one way in public, and when you get behind the doors, you don't know what's going on with a motherfucker. Motherfucker be real lovey-dovey in public. You get behind the doors, and they getting their ass knocked around. Old school, using phone books so it don't leave bruises. It ain't on their face and their arms, but their body, let them take off they shirt, and they thighs fucked up, ass messed up, back fucked up, bite marks, cigarette burns. Man, it's live out here. You're live.
Mm-hmm. You ain't lying.
Now, the funny thing is both of these individuals said, you know, they had, you know, within their past, like the neo-Nazi, he said that he had a real bad childhood. Now, this story that I'm about to talk on real quick is a woman named Jess, and she has a boyfriend named David. This woman, she likes to, what you have, this thing called AIDS play. It's a fetish. It's some kind of fetish. It's AIDS play. It's about a grown woman who reverts her childlike ways. She reverts back to being a kid. This is what she wants to do. She be in diapers. She be in, you know, play pens and using, you know, words, how 3-year-olds will communicate, change, and everything.
There's a lot
like
of people
that.
Like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
her boyfriend she calls Daddy Dom. You know, daddy dominates because he's supposed to be the domineering parent. So she said this resulted in she was abused as a kid. And she said that, you know, because she was abused as a kid, her innocence was taken away. So she's trying to get back to where she could regain her innocence. But this, her boyfriend does not everything, but he changed. He said he ain't going to change a dirty diaper, but he'll help her put a clean one on, you know. And she goes in timeout and everything, just like a regular child. I don't know where the fuck they do that at, but
where the hell, bitch? You gotta go to Chuck E. Cheese. Talking about some, you ain't had no child.
There's quite a few people that is into that type of fetish. It's the mommy daughter, mommy son. You know what I'm saying? Type of fetish thing. But there are a few people. I know some people like that. You know I do.
I ain't down with it. To
that
me,
shitty diaper
that's...
shit. That shitty diaper shit, just like you got some people who, I mean, the first time I ever experienced it, it's been a while, but the first time myself ever experienced it, it wasn't the diaper situation, but it was with someone sexually, and they asking me to tell them, mommy said do this, and mommy said do this. Mommy said, fuck me good.
Let me interject real quick, Nisi, it's the difference between him wanting to say, or her, whoever, whatever, saying, mommy this, mommy that, but putting on that diaper and all that shit, that's some pedophile shit to me. That you want to
like
be
that.
With a child. I can't get down.
But
I cannot get down
him.
With this shit.
But you understand, no, what it is it's the person that wants to wear the diaper. That's not saying that that's what he's making her do. It's her her idea. This is what
but
she
he's
wants.
Entertaining
like there are a lot of grown men, but that's, you know what I mean? He got to keep her happy. That's what she wants.
No,
he said he not into none of the other stuff. He's just helping her put the diaper on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But he's not physically doing anything to her, just telling her, go sit down. You don't do this. No. You know, no is the favorite word, you know, with little kids. No, stop that. Sit down, no jumping, you know, shit like that.
The, The funny thing that what it is, y'all touched on exactly what it is, because she tells she said in her interview that when they're having an argument, she'll throw in his face and call him a pedophile, and he's like, "Wait a minute, bitch, I'm doing this for you."
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm gonna be like, "Bitch, we going to get some fucking counseling."
There's guys like that. There's guys that want you to change their shitty diapers and shit. That's something I'm not into. You know, I'm a dominatrix, so I've been asked that a lot of times, and I'm not with that shit. I'm not changing. I don't even barely want to change my grandbaby diaper. Are you kidding? You know what I'm saying? You nobody want to smell no grown-ass motherfucker shit, you know? Only time you're going to be helping change a damn diaper like that is when you're elderly.
She said she want a babysitter. She wants to hire somebody a couple of days a week to come and, you know, raise daytime for her, you know?
You're going to need a check. Yeah.
That's it. I don't give a damn what you say. I can't
read that
damn story. None of
that
shit.
That bitch got a check. She got a check for me. I'll read that bitch's story in a heartbeat.
We can go see a Disney movie and go to Chuck E. Cheese. I'm not finna be come on. You got on a diaper and shit. The fuck? No. What the? No, man. What y'all doing out here? No. Man, look, I'm over that. I'm over it. Y'all get that shit together.
That's
put a range on this shit.
You can't keep up. It's an all types of fetish. I done told you.
Hey. I ain't about it. I mean, we could do the little freaky shit with the little chains and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, we could do that little shit. I'm about that life. But all that diapers and call me a nigga and no, y'all better get y'all life because I'll end up fighting you in the middle of sex. You got me fucked up.
Fit shit on you. Fuck around and shit on you while you down there.
Dot your eyes and cross your teeth. Ain't nobody got time for that. I barely want to wipe my own ass. The fuck? The hell? Anyway, it's a time for a smoke break, man. It's 420 somewhere, so smoke them if you got them. We going to get into a break and come back and get in that hot seat. Let's hit that Lone Star J. They mad. Let's go. Y'all house.
Niggas mad and I love it, and I love it. These bitches bad and I love it, and I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad, they mad, they mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, and I love it. A nigga fly don't need luggage. These niggas say they bow. These niggas came by bucket. Hoes never call. All of a sudden she love it. These niggas wanna see me fall, and she just trying to get nugget. Damn. My weed loud and my cup muddy. You can keep hating, but your bitch love me. Then he the freezer nigga, that's cold blooded. Let me in the game, then it can't sell me. I was working hard when you wasn't hard as me. Who doesn't flow sick? It's disgusting. I'm that nigga, they disgusting. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it.
That was their Lone Star J. They mad. Just tuning in. You heard All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio, 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you want to say something. We on to the hot seat.
okay, recently, okay, and let me see, I don't know where to start. My timeline was flooded with this shit about Nelly's bitch ass. This is the opinion of Miss STL. Does not reflect that of Dalhouse Radio or its affiliates. But recently, the lovely Ashanti was in St. Louis for a concert, which was amazing from what I heard. I didn't get to attend it. But he came out and he got into it with social media with his father, because he took a picture with Ashanti, and it was, of course, posted to social media. So everybody went ham. Ali, I don't know what happened with him. You got people going off on women on social media because it's all over a picture. This was just that he took a picture with Ashanti, posted it. It is. It's not like it was a picture of him going to her telly, even jumping in the car with her. You could tell they were at a venue, so they were out in public. It's not like they were sitting at a dinner table. They weren't hooked up. They weren't kissing. No, nothing. But he took the social media and said, "Hold on, y'all got to bear with me. I'm gonna have to pull this shit up." But he goes to social media on his father, which I disagree with it. One, because if you have a problem with something that somebody does in your family, especially a parent, a mother, a father, you don't take that to social media. In my opinion, you man the fuck up and you buck up, call them and tell them, look, I had a problem with what you did. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. That's just me. But anyway, he took to social media and said, the word father is a strong word. Something I never knew anything about as a child, because mine never did what he had to do, only what he wanted. Hope it was worth it. Pops, I'm done with you. No more money for me. Let them pay your bills. So my thing is, I just don't understand him being so upset about that, to the point where, to me, it's all about being a man. If you had a problem with what he did as that being your dad, they couldn't have been too estranged, because if you giving him any type of compensation or money, you doing anything, it's not like this nigga is doing it like that no more. He might have been back then, country grandma days, you know what I'm saying, but not no more. This nigga ain't did no music. I ain't seen him on no shows. I ain't seen his merits on nobody's music. But my thing is, especially a parent like that, or I feel like the nigga's just trying to get attention, because he's been so fucking irrelevant for so many years. This is his way to throw his dad under the bus about a fucking picture. What's y'all opinion on that?
And this is who, Nelly?
This is him. This is what he tweeted to his dad. So social media went crazy. That's all I've seen in my timeline.
He got some drama. He got some type of issue with her. And that's why he's mad at his father for taking
the picture.
Well,
you know him and Ashanti used to go together. You know, they used to be.
Oh, so but just because he's mad with his dad, with her, what, dad ain't supposed to be cool with her? Kind of
I guess not.
But he should have called him and said something about it.
That's what I'm
saying. You're right on that. He should have called him and had that conversation. You know, I think that the father, like, shit, just because you got the drama don't mean I got to have it. You know, he probably ain't think nothing about it. It's a damn picture. Motherfuckers look so deep into pictures, though. Like, as if they was out doing this and doing that. Come on now. People, and that's not just him. It's everybody. Look deeper into photos. And it ain't be that damn serious.
Right, especially when it's a parent. I feel like, to me, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, to me, if it's like a, you know, your mother, your father, you don't go and throw them under the bus and talk about finances and he's cut off and basically saying, oh, this isn't my father anymore. It's over a fucking picture. I mean, the picture is just, you know, they in a public spot, everybody's fully dressed. She, you know, came, did her thing. I mean, that don't mean the nigga ain't no fan. That don't mean his daddy ain't no motherfucking fan. You know, it's not like they was at dinner. It's not like he got on her tour bus. It's not like they was at, you know, walking in the telly. It was a fan selfie was what it was. So you get on there talking about how you cutting him off and you hope that they pay your bills and this and that. And that's deeper than what we know.
That's
tacky shit for a tacky-ass nigga. And I met him before. He's a bitch. No bullshit. He's a bitch-ass nigga. And I just, to do that, because you got men who trying to be in their kids' life. Not that he's a grown ass man, so he ain't no fucking kid. Now, if you felt like he wasn't there for you coming up, and then when you get to be an adult, you decide to do anything for him, you know, because you're a celebrity, maybe to, you know, get him a car or buy him a house or anything like that, because you got that dough, you got that bag, that's your choice. But to, you know, throw him under the bus and say, you know, basically as your father, because he took this picture with her, he no longer exists, you a bitch ass nigga. Rap,
is he on?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm like, yo, I think it's deeper than that, because he's talking about me, Nelly and Asante, they used to be a couple. It's some bitterness towards there, though. You know, that's, you know, I think that's some business that's up to Nelly and Asante. Maybe not even have anything to do with the dad per se.
Yeah, that's what I don't think it has anything to do with that either. I think it's something going on with him and Asante. But he's feeling like, because, like you're saying, Rasta, he got the issue with her. Dad supposed to have it too.
Right.
Now,
there's
one
like
thing
that.
I'll say, I mean, he shouldn't have took it there, but, you know, he shouldn't have took it there. But at the end of the day, I'm sorry. I feel the same way. Like, I'm your friend to the end. You know what I'm saying? You know I don't fuck with these people. You shouldn't fuck with them either. But he still shouldn't have put it on there like that. He should have, you know what I'm saying, called him and let him know how he feels.
Right.
Because going on there, that's a little disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Not just to his father, but to the people, the fans.
Yeah.
We don't need to know that. We don't need to know you giving your daddy some money.
You got motherfuckers from the lunatics
right.
that's trying to be, you know, on his side and be, you know, defensive about the situation. I don't even know why the fuck they even got into it, but they were. You know what I'm saying? It was. I mean, this is when was the last time this nigga was trending about any fucking thing? So this shit was trending. I felt like he did this to get back in the public eye and just be a household name. Yeah, messy. I mean, that's our job to be messy. You know, Nelly.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in your lane, my nigga. That's our job. We so messy. But to do that to your pops, man, that was some fucked up shit. I feel like that nigga did it to be an attention whore because he's not fucking relevant anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow.
I mean, that's terrible.
That's crazy.
I hope things get mended because it is a lot of boys to, you know, men who don't have fathers in their life. And if they can and you can work it out. But getting on social media, that's why people was going in on your ass on social media. To get on social media and blast your dad like that, my nigga, you ain't shit. And when I met you, you wasn't shit. So I understand why you did what you did, because that's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Fire. Mm.
What you say, Rob?
Mic
check, my nigga. But
yeah,
anyway,
that's...
Go ahead, dog.
No, I was agreeing with you. I was like, yo, you shooting shots. I feel you.
I'm just. But anyway, I'm finna push it for real quick. Okay, and I need some opinion on it. Okay, because recently one of my celebrity boo things that don't know they my boo thing, but Portia from Real Housewives of Atlanta and the Dish Nation. Okay, so she recently, you know, put it out there that she had, along the way, she had a few baller boyfriends and a few scrub boyfriends. I mean, people have been there where you dealt with a motherfucker that was trying to boss up, and you dealt with a motherfucker that you might have had to help them, you know, make their way or get on or get ahead or, you know, just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But she also said that she used to mess with this one guy who had a gang of earrings, a whole bunch of earrings, all different colors, you know, the canary diamond, you know, black diamond, you know, regular diamonds, all different sizes, stuff like that. So when she stopped dealing with him, you know what I'm saying, she would give it to the other dude and he would rock him. So is that wrong? Was you fucking this dude? So you took, come on. So you took from this dude, this the baller dude that had all the different sizes, earrings and shapes and cuts and canary diamonds and all that stuff, and gave it to the scrub boyfriend, and he was rocking the shit that you was taking from the baller boyfriend. Can you do that though? Can you take from somebody you're dealing with and transfer her property to another person that you mess with because you're not dealing with that person no more? Be like, oh well, they're gonna miss it.
And the other motherfucker don't mind taking it. He a fool.
I mean, but who was wrong? They was equally wrong if anything, no?
Yeah, I wouldn't want that. I mean, give me my own. Why you gonna give me somebody else shit? That shit crazy. I want my own. You gonna do something for me? Give me my own. Why you giving? He was, I guess the nigga said, fuck it. You know, because some niggas is petty like that, walk around wearing other niggas' shit. And she just admitted she was petty than a motherfucker.
Look, if you go, I'm going to say this. If you going to give me something, I want, you can't just walk up and be like, hey, boo, here go an earring, or here go some earrings. I'll be like, it ain't come in a box, no nothing. I'll be like, who you steal these from? Who you steal this shit from? Because you ain't just bringing it out to, you talking about what's coming out your purse, coming out your pocket, you know what I'm saying? It's something like that, coming out your back pocket. Here you go, boo, huh? What just happened? Wait a minute.
That'd be cool. I wouldn't want it myself. I'd be like, where the fuck it come from? Like, you're right, who you stole it from. That's definitely how I would feel. Hello?
That shit, I was just tripping off that shit. Like Rapstar, have you ever got something from somebody and you was like, what the hell? Like, what is this? They might have thought that they just... Because motherfuckers, I'm going to be honest, motherfuckers are quick to re-gift shit. Have you ever got something and be like, you know what, I don't want this shit. And then took it and gave it to another person just off GP, you ain't want it. Or
no,
couldn't utilize it.
I remember it was Christmas. And I remember my mom, she would get the person to give people, gifts and everything like that. So... Yes, one of somebody was coming, they were supposed to get the socks, but they didn't come. So she just gave the socks to me, and it was already there's a whole name tag on it that's not mine. Why would I take these socks? I'm not doing that. But I never had nobody actually buy me, but actually have something that she gave me, and she for what? I got my own shit. I don't need nobody to, do that. That's the man's fault, but I guess that was his fault for spending his money it takes to give it to another. That's like some whole shit for me. I'm good.
That's crazy. I was like, what the fuck? Do you really do that to somebody? I mean, I can't think of. I would never take something from somebody and have the audacity to hand it over to another person. Like, here, babe, here you go. But one thing, I have to give the gentleman the benefit of the doubt because you honestly don't know if she told him, oh, this belongs to this other dude that I was messing with or am messing with, and I know you don't have earrings of this bag or two, but you know what, babe? I think this will look really nice on you and hand it over to him. So maybe I give him the benefit of the doubt that he didn't know. No? Fuck that? None of that?
How the hell he didn't know? Well, he know now if it's all over the goddamn place. Shit. I want to know what he do. Did he get his shit back and be like, bitch, is you serious? Or, you know what I mean?
No, she said he rocked them.
Kept going with it then, shit. Well, he ain't too much better then.
You know, I mean, okay. Well, what we finna do is we finna
we finna play a song, and we gonna come back and get into them honey dip thoughts. But I need both of y'all to do a mic check, cause it's a lot going on. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, mic check on both of y'all. We gonna do that Maya Songbird Lust real quick, and then we be back for them honey dip thoughts. Let's go.
Even in my darkest hour, I long for you, especially when I'm taking showers. I think I'm going crazy.
That was that Maya Songbird, Lust. You were tuned in live with All Talk No Filter on Dalhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. We on Tell's Honey Dip Thoughts. Niecy Honey Dip.
Hey. So, I don't know. I've been having this little issue. I hear it now, too. But I've been having this little issue about people thinking just because I do porn in... You see me on, like, Pornhub and my website. Like, I'm on my website because I put that shit there on my website. I own my website. I own all the rights to it. I pay taxes on it. You understand what I'm saying? I pay the taxes on my clip stores. You know, everything I own. You know, it unless I work for someone else, then they have a right to put it there. Me being in this industry does not, under no circumstances, mean I'm a freak bitch. Mean does not, under no circumstances, mean I'm just walking around fucking every goddamn thing that walked past me. Under no circumstances does it mean anything like that. And it seems like people running around here with this thought that I'm a free bitch. There's nothing free about me. Trust me. It takes money to buy all that fucking makeup and put it all on. It takes money to get someone, hell, to do the eyelashes if I wear them. It takes money to get these fucking feet. Y'all like to see the feet done and the nails done. It takes money to do those things. You know what I'm saying? So all of this, like, I'm this free bitch. Like, on social media, I'm getting people sending me messages. Listen, I don't do one-on-one cams unless you pay me. I don't answer fucking inbox Facebook or now as they got it on Instagram, all that where you can call. I don't answer that. If you didn't send no motherfucking money to my Google Wallet, my PayPal, or Cash App, or any other motherfucker, stop. Because I will block you. It doesn't make any motherfucking sense that I got to put out, you know what I'm saying, statements on a regular basis. I work a regular job, too. So I be at fucking work, and when I go pee, of course, I'm running a whole bunch of shit. I'm doing a whole bunch of shit. Running your own business, yes, because this is business. Running your own business, everything takes time. And I'm working for someone else also, a whole nother job. So at the end of the day, I go in the fucking bathroom. I got 100 motherfuckers calling me on fucking Facebook. Are you fucking kidding me? Thank God I have to turn my fucking ringer off, but I carry my phone at all times. You know what I'm saying? Especially at work. It's in my pocket, though. You know, I wake up this morning.
People have to.
I got like
what?
Wait a minute. I could get up this morning. I got like 6 or 7 motherfuckers been calling, and they ain't just calling one time. When I go to check, they don't call back to back. It's like they just sitting there pressing a button, pressing a call thing. Bitch, are you serious? So this is my thing. I'm gonna start blocking you, and when I block, it's forever. I call it blacklist. When I do it, it's forever. And if I can figure out who the fuck you are, because you dumb motherfuckers usually come on Instagram and be like, why did you block me? I'm going to block you there, too. Because you're always telling your motherfuckers.
Nishi, is it a profile that pops up? I think the Facebook calling shit is very intrusive. Is it a profile that pops up when the people are calling you, or how is it coming through?
It's just the faces. It's just their faces coming through, and it's just ringing. You know, it rings. They're pressing the fucking thing, and they're calling me purposely. You know, when I put out that I'm doing, because I be working, so I be tired during the week. So come, like, Friday night, I'll put up I'm doing one-on-one cam. That means that's your time. Pay me, and you can see me, and I can show you thing. A bitch can bust it open for you, all that. I am a BBW porn star, so at the end of the day, there's no fucking surprises. We can do all the things that you want to do. You understand? At that time, for the time that you pay me. I'm not doing it because I'm bored. Motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? It's a job. It's a business. Or we can go to my free cams and you can pay them extra money plus pay me. So I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. Or cam soda. You can pay them and pay me. It's a little cheaper if you're just paying me. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You don't got nobody invading on our privacy shit. You want to show me your shit at that point? You can show it to me, too. You know what I'm saying? See, on my free cam, I don't really get a chance to, you know what I'm saying, get all into all of that. This is one-on-one time. You can ask me whatever you want to ask me. You can, you know what I'm saying? You want to call and talk to me. Guess what? You won't be calling my phone, but you will be calling me through the Facebook if you pay for it first. It ain't none of that. Trust me, I'm transferring that money as soon as you do it. We're not snatching nothing back. You know what I'm saying? I am real. You can't pay me and then say you didn't get your services because I do provide the services. You know what I'm saying? We agree upon a time. You deposit that money. And if it's just a phone call, you want to talk to me for 10 minutes, drop them $50. You know what I'm saying?
People have to understand, everybody on this phone is a brand. Everything we do, we invest our time and our money. Time is a commodity. Y'all got to understand that. We put into what we do to be presentable for y'all in entertainment and music, her in her films, and some more shit. You have to understand, this is a brand. This shit ain't for free. The fuck? We don't know. You might be fucking for free, but we not.
Everything I do, I don't care what it is. Everything
right.
I do is for it's business wise. I don't do anything. I have less than a. I'm gonna be honest. Less friends. Anybody I really deal with is in the industry. or, you know what I'm saying? It's like a handful of motherfuckers. And in my own city, I really don't rock with too many people except for my team. That's it. You know, I know everybody. Hell, I grew up here. But other than that, I'm not the type. I don't hang out. Nah. Bitch, don't call me. Talking about, don't contact me. Talking about you want to go here. Pay me to be there.
Right.
Everything I do costs money. I got to get dressed up. You don't want me coming somewhere looking busted. That dress or whatever outfit I'm wearing, it's going to cost me money. So you're going to pay me back because I'm looking good, because I'm dressing right. You want me to come in that honey dip mind state, you got to pay for that.
Right.
Stop fucking. Just because you see me on social media, you know that's my social media, don't mean I like you. Don't mean I love you. I love my fans, yes, because I love the ones that show me support. And support, yes, you know, support is buying DVDs, getting clips, you know what I'm saying? Sharing, voting, mm-hmm. voting. Support comes in all fashions, not just buying the DVDs, but when you want one-on-one, you just telling me, oh, I voted for you. I don't know that you actually voted. You can tell me you voted for me and went and voted for Lucy Ann. I don't have proof that you voted for me. You understand what I'm saying? But just because you voted for me doesn't mean I'm going to do a fucking hour webcam with you for free. You're voting for me because you like my work.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You're voting for me because you want to see me be successful at what I'm doing so that I can stay around and I can keep producing and putting out more content. At this point, I don't have time for all that free shit. My name ain't the free bitch. It's not free 99. And I'm in my personal life ain't nothing free. If
they
it ain't
look
at
work,
and not
clock in.
Listen, when they be talking about kid, do you want to stay? Bitch, am I getting paid? Bitch, I tell them quick, I don't do favors. I don't do favors. Half? No, you can't give me half. I need mine. I'm giving you all my time. I want all my money.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you can't afford to do the webcam, then you want to talk to me because you motherfuckers is just calling me. I got them. You know, just like nothing fucking free. When I put those ads up or those comments about I'm doing webcam and it has to be paid for, I specifically state and say what it is. If you ain't asking about some fucking prices, matter of fact, I'm getting ready to start putting price lists up also. So then there'll be no motherfucking questions. Me and my graphic designer actually asked me the other day because I was so fucking mad about the shit. He was like, you know what, we need to make a price list. Well, yes, we do. And I'm probably like, well, my price list ain't hard. You want my services, and I don't mind giving it to you, but I want my motherfucking money. Or you will be blocked. I'm not playing with you. And if you want to stay in tune of what I have going on, even if it's from one state to another, because you never know what city and state I decide to go to. You never know where I'll book to do anything at. So if I get booked and you want to see me there, you know what I'm saying? You're going to miss out on even knowing that I'm there if you're blocked. Respect me and I will respect you.
And they really silly for that because if they tune into your podcast, you in lingerie. And you don't charge for that. So if y'all slugged, y'all would get here to that show and tune in on Saturday nights. And if you ain't got a pay sheet, you can
get at 11:45 every Saturday. Now, we haven't been doing it for the past like 3 weeks because I went out of town. And then the main person that I was going to have on last night is out of town. But we will be back on next Saturday for Honey's After Hours show. After Hours spot, excuse me, Honey's After Hours spot. At 11:45 p.m. So all the rest of that bullshit, you can ask, you can call in, ask all the fucking questions you want to ask. Come on now, I don't care. You want to ask questions, ask. That's your free time. I ain't busting it open on there. It's right on Facebook. Come on, are you kidding?
You want to get to the next level, you got to find the bag.
Pay me. You want to talk to me one-on-one, pay me. Nobody has to, the conversation stays right between the both of us. Nobody has to know. If you want a webcam, it will be on the Facebook webcam or Skype or something like that. Nobody knows what you're showing me and I'm showing you. 9 times out of 10, you want the bitch to bust it open or make something come out of it, some comment, something. You know what I'm saying? You want me to stick something in it, you want all of this. You know what I mean? Let's keep it real. I am who I am, and at the end of the day, if you're not paying me for my motherfucking time, it's never going to happen. If you want me to appear somewhere, come to a function, do appearance or hosting, you have to pay me. I ain't doing it because you like me or because it's a pretty city or a pretty club. Fuck that. Pay me.
Mm-hmm.
Respect the
brand. Pay everybody else. Pay me or keep it pushing.
I was wondering what was going on. I was wondering what was going on because that's all I kept seeing was on my timeline was Niecy raising hell about. I was like, oh shit. all I kept seeing.
It's getting real old now, and this is why I am starting to block. And I need you motherfuckers to understand when I block you, there's on. You know, you can only have 1,000 people on the waiting list to be accepted for a friend request. Guess what? I'm like at 998, motherfucker. So when I block you, it's 998 motherfuckers waiting to be accepted. So you lose one fan, you gain 30 more.
And all they're going to do is go create another fucking profile to get in your shit.
But they can do that all they want. But one thing they fail to realize what I've been doing now is I scan your page. For those who keep sending me those pictures with flowers and dandelions and, oh, my God, with the children and your picture, I check all the pages now. I check all your shit. And if I see, the blank face, I don't accept those. I don't accept them. If you don't have a picture, I'm checking all your Facebook. I'm going through it. So if your shit is blocked, you'll just sit there. Like I said, there's 900 and something motherfuckers waiting to be accepted. And I clean my Facebook out every week to every other week. I sit there and go through each and every one because a lot of people's pages are dead pages. I do it with Twitter also. They're dead pages. Like the person's page has been shut down and they no longer have use of that page. You have to use a computer to do it. You can't do it from your phone. You won't see it. But you do have to use a computer. And I take the time to do it because I'm trying to make space for other people. And that's why I have over 30 or 40,000 followers. You know what I'm saying? Because they can't get in, so they'll just follow. So, and ever since I put that statement up, my phone ain't rang no more.
Not bad.
But I did block like 4 people today because they thought it was funny. I blocked, I think, like 3 people yesterday because they was putting up comments, ha, ha, ha. I said, oh, so you think it's funny? Okay, well, let me help you out. And then a motherfucker go in the inbox and say, what's up, sexy bitch? What's up is bye-bye. And I went to the other pages and blocked them on everything. I'm not going to play games anymore. I provide a service. Yes, y'all, you see, you can't even buy. You can't even get my shit for free.
Well, at the end of the day, y'all gotta respect the brand. You know what I'm saying? People put a lot of money into being presentable for you, for your entertainment pleasure. So, hey, man, we about to get out of here, though, man. Go ahead and drop y'all handles.
Niecy Honey Dip on everything. If you want to book me for hosting or whatever, Ralph_Cherry@hotmail.com. And like I said, Niecy Honey Dip on Instagram, Niecy Honey Dip on Facebook. You know I got 3 pages on there. You know what I mean? If you go on one, it's always a link from something, you know what I'm saying, at any other one. So you know how to find me. Niecy Honey Dip XXX is my entertainer's page. If you come on there with that bullshit, I'll block your ass too. I'm not playing. Twitter, Niecy Honey Dip. Respect me, and I respect you, and I still love all my fans.
That way.
You. It's your boy Rap Star. You can hit my Facebook up, Cameron Cortez. You can hit up my music MySpace. I mean, I said MySpace. I'm crazy as hell. My music Facebook. You could hit me up on my SoundCloud. I got a new song popping. It's dropping. It's crazy. It's called A Holler. And I'm addressing every one of those punk ass, non hip hop and rappers of this generation. I'm murdering y'all. I'm going. It's time to go. Yeah, pack the bags up. It's time for the real MC to come up in here. Rapstar 412. You know what it is, man.
Hey, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. We appreciate you if you listen to us on demand. We'll be back next week, same bad time, same bad channel. 7 Eastern, 6 Central. Hey, we out. We love y'all.
No. Can't play no game with these niggas. No. Can't play no games with these niggas, they so fake and they phony. Can't play no games with these bitches, they treat me like I'm Tony. Can't play no game with these niggas. No. Can't play no game with these niggas. Can't play no games with these niggas. Can't play no games with these bitches. Can't play no games with these bitches. Can't play no games with these niggas. They so fake and they phony. Can't play no games with these bitches. They treat me like I'm Tony. Can't play no games with these niggas. Can't play no games with these bitches. Kilo in the kitchen, pussy niggas, Merry Christmas. Taking pictures cause we keep on getting richer. Say a nigga name, you know you fucking with them killers. Walking through the club, only salute the real niggas. Ain't no bottles on your table, pussy boy, go get your wallet. Hold on credit, pussy, so you can't pay her the mile. Bitches bought a house, he can't afford to run a mile. I want holy fills, I run the game, not just the style. Bad out to the figures, barely I be spinning. Counting all this paper, no games with these pussy niggas. Doubling, we popping, shopping, buying new clothes. Heard your shit keep flopping, and your crib got flow clothes. Can't play no game with these niggas. Can't play no games with these niggas. Can't play no games with these bitches. Can't play no games with these bitches. Can't play no games with these niggas. They so fake and they phony. Can't play no games with these bitches. They treat me like they Tony. Can't play no game with these niggas. Up on me, 100 grand on my watch. You don't feel me, then fuck him. If he playing with work, we either feed him or touch him. I play no games with these hoes. Get a ticket or show. Bad follow a nigga like it's a brick at the show. VIP jumping, Rollie be matching. Oh no, he fucking. So don't even ask him. I play no games at the bar. All I see is a rock. Three bottles of titty, three hoes in the car. No love with these season. Party and fuck 'em. Every day it's a party, so every day we like fuck 'em. Can't play no game with these niggas. Can't play no games with these niggas. Can't play no games with these bitches. Can't play no
games with these bitches. I'll talk no filter. Dalhouse Radio.